Hanukkah, the other Tarash Valpeh. Hanukkah is, for many among the Rambam, a yantif that carries with it a positive imperative of simcha. So let's blend those two, and let's dig into the Hanukkah Sigas Be'im, and let us engage the simcha sanefesh as well as simcha saguf of Hanukkah. The last week we had a chance, when we began to dig a little bit into the Hanukkah sugyas, we had a chance to take a look at the two stories that Chazal tell, the two ways in which Chazal tell the story of Hanukkah. Al Hanisim, which is referenced at the end of the sugyas, and Daf Chavdal and Aleph, and My Hanukkah, the Gemara's quote from the Megillas Tanis on the bottom of Chaf Aleph Amid Beis. Last week we were focused on the story. And we're looking at which parts of the story of Hanukkah appear here. The fact they have two half stories. Al Hanisim focuses only on the Nes HaMelchama, and My Hanukkah, Chafal HaMavez, focuses only on the Nes HaShemin. We're going to look now again at My Hanukkah, but with an eye not towards the historical aspect as much as in terms of the halachic aspect of My Hanukkah. Let's take a look together again. My Hanukkah, near the two dots, near the bottom of Chaf Aleph on Beis Masach HaShabbos. At this point, we're one amud in to the Hanukkah sugyas. The Gemara has already laid out a number of important issues in terms of hadlakas neiros Hanukkah. Asal hishtamish la'ora, kavsa zakuk la, mahajr, mahajr, mina mahajr, and so on and so on. Then the Gemara says, My Hanukkah, what is this Hanukkah that you speak of? We've been at it for an Omud. It's time that we took a step back and asked for the background. Rashi says, My Hanukkah al Eza Neski Va'uha. Based upon what Nes were they Koveya, did they establish the Yantav Hanukkah? And so the Bryce, we quote this Bryce from the Megillas Tanis, Tan Rabbanan. We have an ancient Brisa b'chafei Kislev, Yom Yedir Chanukah Tamanayin Inun, 8 days of Chanukah beginning with the 25th of Kislev, Lo L'mitzvei Bar Lo Zanozbon, no Hespid, no Tainus, Shekishenichnus Vivam Lehechal, because when the Yavanu came into the Beis HaMikdash, Simchah Hashem Hashem Behechal, they had mitame all the oil. None of the oil was fit to be used for Adlaka HaMenorah. Kishagamah Malchut Beis Chashmah Nayin Tzachum. And subsequently, when the Chashmonaim enjoyed their military victory over the Yavanim, that enabled them to come back to Beis HaMikdash. They enter Beis HaMikdash, but Gulotze Pachachat Shol Shemen, Shemunuch Bechastom Shol Gangal. They only found this one flask that was still sealed with the Chostom Gangal. They mentioned, if you look in the Beis HaLevi's Chidush, he talks a lot about the Tumatar aspect of this. Is it true that they couldn't become Tum if it was sealed? Okay, not our focus right now. That sealed container only had one day's worth of oil. Nasab Onez, Vedlikim and Ashmal Yomim. A Nez, a Roshon does a Nez, and they were able to light the menorah using that one container for 8 days. L'shana Acharez, the next year, or in another year, Kiva'um V'asom Yom Tovim B'Havada. The Chachmei Adar establish these 8 days as a yontif, the halal uvahoda. What do you mean tovim b'halal uvahoda? Al pichuto, based on the sugis in Megillah, and the Gemara talks about the kviyas of Purim. So usually yom tov means a day which is aser b'asiyas malacha. Yom tov alone would mean a day which is aser b'asiyas malacha. So they establish it as a yom tov b'halal uvahoda. Means that they establish as a Yom Tov only with respect to Halal Vahoda. It's not going to be, Chanukah is not going to be a full Yom Tov. It's not going to be, there's no Eser Malacha. Shulchan does quote that there was a certain communities, the women had a practice not to do Malacha during the beginning of the evening when the Neiros are lit, and the discussion whether that's a substantive minig or not, but clearly there's no Eser Malacha across the board over the course of Chanukah. They didn't, but the Chacham never established as that type of a Yom Tov. But they made a miniature Yom Tov. A miniature Yom Tov With respect to Halal Bahudah, so how many dinim do we have? Obviously, the center of Mount Chanukah is the telling of the story. But there's halacha at the beginning and the end. There are halachic bookends to this story. So how many dinim do we learn about Chanukah in my Chanukah? How many dinim of Chanukah do we learn? Which two? Good. So number one, at the beginning you hear is the Isser Hesped and the Isser Tainus. And this we touched on last week already. And that's an expression of Simcha, but the Simcha B'Shev Al Tasa. The Megillah Tainus doesn't say there's a Chi of Su'uda, where you have a Yom Tov, but it's a miniature Chi of Simcha that you're not allowed to fast. You're not allowed to fast, you're not allowed to say Hesped. Similar perhaps to Rosh Chodesh. Of course, also a discussion to what extent there is Chi of Simcha. There is, the Rambam does have a line near the beginning of Parag Gimel, that there is a mitzvah of Simcha on Chanukah. There is some discussion in Ramah, in the Chaber, Shulchan Aruch says there's no significance to Chanukah parties, no significance to a su'udah on Chanukah. Nothing wrong with eating well, but then Shulchan Aruch says there's no such thing as a su'udah on Chanukah. And the Ramah takes the approach that it straddles the border. Ramah writes that it sort of sounds like it says if you'll sing Shiras v'Shishvachos, so then it'll convert to becoming a Sudas mitzvah. In other words, Chanukah doesn't have the same Chi of Simcha that the Yom Tov and the Reitzah do, but a little bit of a Chi of Simcha. So if Stam, you just have a Chanukah party without spiritual content, so that's Stam, that was just a party. That was a secular party. But if you sing Shiras v'Shishvachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you sing praise, you focus on praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or maybe if due to COVID you can't sing, so you have to say Shiras v'Shishvachos. Tanam speak about Amiras Halo. You have to discuss. You share Shiras v'Shishvachos to Kadosh Baruch Hu, becomes a Sudas Hodah, that becomes a Sudas Mitzvah. Just to highlight, on a random Tuesday in the middle of Chodesh Shvat, if I decide to have lunch with Tamchevra and we wash, we have fleshiks, and we decide to sing Shiras v'Shishvachos, I don't think that becomes a Sudas Mitzvah. It's beautiful to sing Shiras v'Shishvachos, but it doesn't become a Sudas Mitzvah. There is something special about Chanukah, Ramah is saying. Chanukah, there's some potential there that if you'll sing Shiras v'Shishvachos, so then it'll be converted to be a Sudas Mitzvah. That's the Dimachok Rishonim, the folks in the Chabar of Mahat Paschim. Yeah. You say Shira Malas on Chanukah. I'm not sure. Maybe you should be telling in this Machaber Amon. Maybe. I'm not sure. So, but again, this all comes back to the beginning of this quote from the Megillah's times, the beginning of the Tanur Rabbanim. As Chaim pointed out, that it opens, as does every segment of the Megillah's Tanis, by rating, by identifying what degree of Chi of Simcha is there in this day. So Chanukah is both an Isser Hesped and an Isser Tainus. And again, some Rishonim suggest maybe there's even a latent capacity for Simcha B'Kumba, say positive, active, Sudas Chanukah as well. Okay, that's the beginning. The Chi of Simcha, Lis B'Shev Al Tasa, Isser Hesped, Isser Tainus. How about the end? What other dinim do you have? What other dinim of Chanukah do you have in this Braisa? What other Hilchas Chanukah appear? At the end of the braisa. Yeah, what do you say, Shalom? Halal v'hodar. So at the beginning we have the Isser, Dinei Simcha, Isser Hashbid of Tainus. At the end you have Halal v'hodar. How do you translate Halal v'hodar? Now, again, it's really point out something important. We might have just, if you weren't learning this seriously, we say Halal v'hodar means it's to be like, you know, Dinei v'hodar. It's just a phrase. Chazal didn't just use phrases. They meant something. Now, you do find that terminology, that pair of terms, lahodos or lahalel, and, you find it several places. And then there's halalu, you find it at the end of Al-Anisim. The hodah and halal, that comes up. What do they mean? So take a look at Rashi. What does Rashi say? Yeah. Asal yam tam lahal v'hodah. Lo shasur b'malacha. And that's the first point today, it's what we'd say before, that it's young, it means that it's not a full Yom Tov. It's not a Yom Tov in the classical sense of Isra Malachim. Shalom Nikbu Ella is Yom Tov only with respect to Halal and Hodah. Likros Halal, Velomer Al Hanisim Ba'odah. Hoda is Chazal's name for the bracha of modem. We call it modem. Chazal called it Hoda. So there's something special about Hanukkah in terms of saying how. There's something special about Hanukkah in terms of the bracha of Hoda. You should say Al Anisim when you in the bracha of modem. So how many dinim do we have of Hanukkah in this bracha? And you have both together? Four. It's a very good. It's a husband, it's a tinus, hollow, and al anisa. What's missing? Halakas Amanara. Halakas Nera Sadaka. Halakas Nera and Hagabi Atzmucha. We're already in Amud into, as I said before, we're in Amud into the Sugis of Hanukkah already. And Amud into which Sugis of Hanukkah? Al anisim is coming at the end of Chavdalev. Dab Chavdalev. We're an omen into discussing Hadlakas Neiros Hanukkah. Asla Yishamash Le'ora, Kapsa Zakakla, how many Neiros, Neiros Shubeso, Mahajan, Mahajan Minah Mahajan, where do you put the Neiros Hanukkah, Lanichal Pesach Beso, etc., etc., etc. And then, my Hanukkah, which Rashi said means, well, what's the historical basis, what's the commemorative basis for all these dinim? The answer is, we say, oh, well, look at this Breiso, which strangely fails to mention Ner Hanukkah at all. If I would have asked you, tell me the dinim of Hanukkah, so you probably would not have said, well, there's Isra Hespin, and there's Isra Tainus, and there's a mitzvah to say hello, Chid Rabban say hello, and Chid Rabban to say hello Nisim. Really? Those are the four dinim of Hanukkah? We probably would have said, Ner Hanukkah. If we would remember, we'd say, oh, open a Shulchan Aruch even. Open a Shulchan Aruch, start from Taf Reish Ayin. The majority of Hilchas Hanukkah is about Ner Hanukkah. At the end, he has a couple of simanim about the other dinim. Isser Hespet, Isser Tainus, it does come up. Halal, Al Nisim. But those aren't the focus. They aren't the bulk of Shulchan Aruch. In terms of quantity, it's mostly Ner Hanukkah. In terms of priority, we start with Ner Hanukkah. The Gemara starts with Ner Hanukkah. But this Braisa, Ke'ilu Ner Hanukkah doesn't exist. Bizarre. What happened in Hanukkah? And doubly bizarre, because we're quoted, the Gemara chose to quote this Braisa as the explanation for what's behind Ner Hanukkah. Yeah. Okay, good. So Oriel is saying, well, this Brisa sounds like it's talking about right after the Nes of Hanukkah. Right? As a matter of fact, Megillah's time, this Brisa is a quote, the Gemara is quoting a chunk of Megillah's Tainus. Gevaldik. The Gemara is quoting a chunk of Megillah's Tainus. And Megillah's Tainus is a work, as we talked about last week, that goes back to the days of the Baal Sheni. Right. And this was during the period of the second Nes of Hanukkah. So Oriel is suggesting that this Brisa goes back to the very beginning of the Takana of Hanukkah, and therefore... So Oriel is saying, and Oriel is being mechaven to Rizolti, maybe he was learning Mishnah Zavitz over the weekend, Givaldik. So maybe near Hanukkah wasn't part of the original Takana of Hanukkah. But then, of course, you have to wonder... Let's say, so it's true, let's say, Haseban Dalakosos were not part of the original Takana. The original Mitzvah of the Pesach didn't include Haseban Dalakosos. Haseban Dalakosos were later to Takana Rabban. So you're saying, the whole Hanukkah is Rabban. And then originally, when Chazal created Hanukkah, it was with the other four dinim, and their Hanukkah only came later. Yeah. Fascinating, but then the question is intriguing, and then the question is, well, why? In other words, either they should have been masakin it originally, or they shouldn't have been masakin at all. What would have drawn Chazal to originally not be masakin Ner Hanukkah, but some subsequent point they saw fit to masakin Ner Hanukkah? So let's take a pause right here, and let's talk about this in the hallway over donuts. So coming back, kasha number one. the missing mitzvah of Hanukkah. Kasha number one, in the Brisa of my Hanukkah, which the Gemara is quoting to give us the background for the Yom Tov of Hanukkah, but particularly for Neres Hanukkah, ironically, my Hanukkah not only tells a story, but gives four dinim as well, none of which is Ner Hanukkah. My Hanukkah opens with two Sheva Altasa aspects of Simchas Hanukkah, Isser Hespen, Isser Tanis. My Hanukkah ends with Lahodas Ulahalo. Kivahu Vasan Yom Tov Vahalo Vahodah, which Rashi says means Sein Halo and Sein Halo Nisim. And Ner Hanukkah seems to be strangely missing. A hashmata. Hey, shin, mem, tes, hey. It's missing. It's a hashmata. So the Oriel suggestion was, well, maybe it doesn't appear here because this isn't talking about Hilchas Chanukah, halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh. The Braisa of Chanukah is a quote from the Megillos Tanis. This is going back to the original Takan of Chanukah in the years that followed the Nes Chanukah, during the period of the Baishen. Then, of course, that's intriguing. Of course, begs the question, so what happened? Why was it that Ner Hanukkah was not Niskan right away, but for some reason they were Misakin subsequently? So that's mysterious. There are two more kashas that we need to think about in order to get some resolution to this. For now, let's take a look at one other kasha. And then we'll pick up with this in Mirz Hashem tomorrow. I want to show you a she'iltos that the Rosh quotes, and this appears in Shulchan Aruch. The she'iltos is somewhat famous for those who enjoy, we were talking the other week about halachic fires. How many halachic fires do you have in Erev Pesach? Right? For burning the chametz, for baking the matzah, for roasting the Karm Pesach, for burning the emurim of the Karm Pesach, Gav Mezeach. How about halachic fires on Hanukkah? So obviously, well, every night you light near Hanukkah. How about a ninth night halachic fire? Is there a halachic fire that follows? That follows Hanukkah. So the Rosh, in this sugyas, Simon Tess here in paragraph of Lincoln, quotes in the Shiltas. Yeah, Shiltas is a sefer from one of the Gaonim. Shiltas was the first independent halacha sefer, post-Talmudic halacha sefer. As he lived during the period of the Gaonim, Rachai Gaon, and he wrote Al Seder HaParsha. So every Parsha wrote several discussions, a She'ilta. A She'ilta was a discussion of Halacha. So he has, for each Parsha, he has a couple of topics that he discusses. So he discusses near Hanukkah, here you have in the second page of Rav Kamos, or he turns to that in the Rush. She'ilta Sir Avachai, the Rush quotes. Near Hanukkah shows Sir Boshem, and now it's our glasses, but what do you do with the leftover oil? Toshima! So he say, quotes a brisa that he had access to, the Shiltos, that if you leave the oil the first day, so you'll use it the next night. You can use oil from one night to the next. Abba, and the host of Yom Shemini, but how about the end of Hanukkah? The morning of the eighth day, right? This Friday morning. Friday, Thursday night, you lit all the Neres Hanukkah. Friday morning, you wake up, some of them didn't totally burn out. You have leftover oil, there is no ninth night. So what do you do with the leftover oil? Oh. So the Shilta says, you have to make a separate bonfire, you have to burn it, you can't use it for light, you can't use it for salad dressing, you can't use it for cooking, you cannot use the leftover oil for any other purpose, you have to get rid of it. We could also perhaps put it in the garbage. If the only way you have to get rid of oil in a way that won't be used, you throw it into the bonfire. So throw it into the bonfire. The question, of course, what's shver about the Shiltas? Let's once again put it in the context of a broader halachic context. What do you do in general? The Shemin Shabaner, the Moser Shemin Shabaner, is an example of a larger category of Cheftze Mitzvah, La'achar Zman Mitzvah. What do you do when you had something used for a mitzvah? Now the Zman Mitzvah is done. It doesn't only happen Hanukkah. It happens Sukkot. It happens Rosh Hashanah. What do you do with your... It happens when your tzitzis wear out. It happens when your tefillin wear out. So what's the rule? You have something used for a mitzvah, and now it's no longer... The zman mitzvah is up. Or the item is no longer usable. So what do you do with items that were in the past used for mitzvahs?
Bury it or you burn it.
You burn it. Interesting. And sometimes you have to bury it. The Gemara Megillah says, yeah. Oh, very good. Gevaldik. The Gemara Megillah Dav Chavav, the beginning of the last parak in Megillah, makes the distinction that that Shimon just mentioned, that the Tashmishe Kedusha and Tashmishe Mitzvah. The Gemara says, things that have permanent Kedusha, and that's because they have a connection to Shem Hashem or to Torah. So you have Ritzuas of Tefillah, and you have the case of the Mezuzah, and so on and so forth. Those are Tashmishe Kedusha, Nignazim. They have to go into Geniza. Ashkenazim has their so called that pointing to Shemus. In Eretz Yisrael, they use the Talmudic term, pointing to Geniza. You have to bury it. That retains permanent Kedusha. Even Malachar Zman HaMitzvah has to be buried. Tashmishe Kedusha Nignazim. How about Tashmishe Mitzvah? If used for a mitzvah that doesn't have permanent Kedusha, the Gemara says, Shofar, Sukkah, Lulav. So then, you could do whatever you want. Nizrakin. You can throw it in the garbage. You can't throw it. You don't put it in the kitchen garbage can together with the chicken bones. You have tzitzis that wore out. You have to put it in there. You have to either put it into a clean garbage, like an office garbage, or if you can put it into a dirty garbage, a kitchen garbage, you have to first wrap it in its own bag, so it won't have a, you won't be mevazit. You can't be mevazit. That's actually Gemara Chavezim all right here in the Chanukah, which we will get to Mitzvah tomorrow. You have to avoid bizayon ha-mitzvah. But it doesn't retain kedusha. The worn out tzitzis, I could put it in a bag and neatly put it in the garbage. The esrog also, I could put in a bag and neatly put in the garbage, or I could eat the esrog. People make esrog jelly, people do other things with esrog. L'achar zman ha-mitzvah, it doesn't retain kedusha. It's not tashmishe kedusha, which are nignazin, it's merely tashmishe mitzvah, which are nizrakin. That's true for shofar, for sukkah, for lulav. And where would nirchanuk, where would the shemen shebener fall? The shemen shebener, like the tzitzis and like the tefillin mezuzah, or shemesh shabaner like the tzitzis and the lulav. Well, that the Rush says you burn in the fire. You can't use it for yourself. You got to burn in the fire. But the question is why? It's that tashrish mitzvah. There's no ksav shel Torah in the Ner Hanukkah. There's no shem Hashem in the Ner Hanukkah. It's not comparable to tefillin mezuzah. It's comparable to an esrog. It's comparable to tzitzis. L'achar zman ha-mitzvah, it does not have any kedusha. You can't be mevazet. But it's not a bizayon to eat the esrog after sukkahs. So why is it a bizayon to use the oil after Chanukah is over? A karas atov, what do you mean? Maybe. But on the other hand, you can make the argument about the sukkah also. I have to have a karas atov today. A karas atov took care of me in the midbar with the sukkahs. Interesting. Maybe it relates to the story of they had insufficient oil, so we're trying to recreate that. Maybe. So these are two kashas we're going to have to deal with. Kash number one is that Ner Chanukah is too little Ner Chanukah. Kash number two is too much Ner Chanukah. Kash number one is, in the Brisa of Ner Chanukah itself doesn't appear at all. The din of Ner Chanukah does not appear in the lineup of four other dinei Chanukah. On the other hand, the Sheiltos, he has too much of Ner Chanukah. He's taking Ner Chanukah almost like it's a Tashmishe Kedusha. Almost like a Tashmishe Kedusha. He doesn't say you have to bury it, but he does not allow you to use it for your own purposes. So there are two mysteries. The third mystery, which hopefully will put all this into perspective, we'll see Billy Nether tomorrow. There's a very subtle Baal Hamor. We had a chance to see one subtle Baal Hamor himself. Our second Baal Hamor of the year, we'll see a subtle Baal Hamor here in Masechet Shabbos, who points out very subtly, again, he doesn't really say it, but he's bothered by his fear between Dav Chafav and Dav Chavez. We'll have to see the Gemara, we'll have to see the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor's solution, and the Baal Hamor's solution contains an important concept that hopefully will explain these and many other issues. And then we'll wrap up the sugya by looking at the other approach, because the Rambam seems to have a different way of reading the Gemara of Mayachanukah than Rashi did. So there's a whole other perspective. Mishnah that we will continue in Mishnah tomorrow.